why do all this drama Nakhra. Of putting up? Just ban it, no.
Yeah, it's like, you know, going to a wedding in India and you know there will be alcohol.
Yeah.
But नहीं है बाहर से दिखाने के लिए नहीं है पीछे साइड में गाड़ी में है मिलेगा स्टील ग्लास में दारू मिलेगा
हेलो नमस्ते वेलकम टू फार फ्रॉम फैक्ट जॉइन अस
केशव नायडू
एंड मी हुसैन मर्चेंट
एज वी सॉल्व पर्टिनेंट वर्ल्ड इश्यूज इन एन अटेम्प्ट टू मेक द वर्ल्ड अ बेटर प्लेस
मेक द वर्ल्ड अ बेटर प्लेस
ओके वी लीव इट द वे वी फाउंड इट
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussain, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes, yes.
So, Ramadan Kareem to you and to all our listeners.
Thank you. To you as well, Keshav.
Thanks.
Hopefully, we can make a plan to meet for one of the iftari nights.
Yes, yes. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and with that, Keshav, we'll jump into a very important announcement. That we have. Important and exciting.
Yeah. Yes, super exciting.
We are coming up on the 300th episode very soon.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Same drum roll. So, with that, you know, we would love to share this excitement with all of you listeners.
Yes.
And what we are asking for is something very, very quick and simple. If you can send in a voice note. It could be about anything.
Yeah.
And we'd love to feature it on the 300th episode.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for you to share your thoughts and feelings about the show, your relationship really, you know.
Yeah.
With Far From Fact and connect with other listeners across the world.
Yes.
So we'll feature it on our 300th episode.
Yeah, and we will... Just the best way to share it with us is on Instagram.
Yeah, so, just log into Instagram, look for Far From Fact and send it to us. DM. Yes. Just slide into our DMs.
Please do. Yeah, and we're looking forward to like receiving thousands and thousands. Like the episode will be 20 hours long.
Yes, it will go on. You'll start listening on a Tuesday. Next episode will come out by the time you finish. That's the end goal.
That's to turn everybody into
vegetables.
Yeah. Okay, Keshav. So with that, yeah, let's jump into the topic.
Let's jump in.
Familiar space because we've seen this happen in other countries.
Yeah, but, it's happened in India also.
Yeah. Now the headline reads, what's going on with the new bill that could ban TikTok? Yeah, it's a story from the US.
So, the US is considering banning TikTok.
Yes. Now, TikTok faces an uncertain fate in the US once again. After a surprise flurry of activity in the House this week, TikTok is the target of a new government push to separate the company from its Chinese ownership or force it out of the country. TikTok is based in Los Angeles and Singapore, but is owned by Chinese tech giant ByteDance. That relationship has raised eyebrows among US officials who warn that the app could be leveraged to further the interests of an adversary. Now, what happened? Okay, so just how did all of this happen suddenly? So this week, the House Energy and Commerce Committee introduced a new bill designed to pressure ByteDance into selling TikTok. Now, the legislation, which is the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act,
wow,
would make it illegal for software with ties to US adversaries to be distributed within the country.
So they created an act just so that they can ban TikTok. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I don't know if this act existed, but I'm sure it's fairly new.
It sounds very new given the name.
Yeah. So, in the language of the bill, which goes on to name TikTok explicitly, it shall be unlawful for an entity to distribute, maintain or update or enable the distribution, maintenance or updating of a foreign adversary controlled application. If the bill became law, the Apple's App Store and Google Play could not legally distribute the app in the US. Yeah. Hmm. Now, through this bill, if it is enforced, it says ByteDance would have to sell TikTok within 6 months for the app to continue operating here. And it also empowers the president to have oversight of this process to ensure that it results in the company in question no longer being controlled by a foreign adversary.
Yeah.
Now, as a result of this, okay, this is very cool. So after getting wind of the bill's swift and sudden progress in Congress, TikTok pushed back with a mass in-app message to US users on Thursday morning, complete with a button for calling their representatives.
My God.
Super power, no? That is like crazy what power they have.
That's like you can run elections on TikTok straight up.
Now, the notification said, speak up now before your government strips 170 million Americans of their constitutional right to free expression, the message read. Let Congress know what TikTok means to you and tell them to vote no.
My God, this is like a neighbor instigating the children against the parents. Because most TikTokers are young. I don't even know how many of them are eligible to vote.
Vote, yeah. But Keshav, I would be surprised. Huh? I don't know what. I'm sure they are young, but I have a feeling even the older millennials use this a lot.
That's true, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, the percentage of people under 18 will be marginal.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, now in spite of TikTok's decision to rile up its users, or perhaps because of it, the bill to force ByteDance to sell TikTok passed through the House Energy and Commerce Committee with a 50-0 vote on Thursday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now that the fast track bill is out of committee, it is expected to have a full vote in the House in the upcoming week.
Now, you know, I'm very tempted to make a point here.
Okay.
And it's hard not to because we also went through something similar.
Mm-hmm.
India also did see a TikTok ban.
Mm-hmm.
But notice how it goes through proper paperwork there.
Yeah.
Here it's just like two people decide.
Mm. But Keshav, I'll tell you what, okay? My observation on that is this seems to be they are putting on an appearance of a due process. They've already decided. Yeah.
Which is also what happens here.
Yeah. So I'm saying that why do all this drama Nakhra. Of putting a just ban it, no?
Yeah, it's like, you know, going to a wedding in India and you know there will be alcohol.
Yeah.
But nahi hai. Bahar se dikhane ke liye nahi hai. Peeche side mein gaadi mein hai. Milega, steel glass mein daru milega.
Beautiful example, yeah. So, the intent is the same.
Same.
They are just kind of...
You want to get drunk at a wedding.
Yeah.
Just how we do it, don't ask.
Now, why does the US say that TikTok is a threat? Okay, so this may be an interesting thing. To be clear, there is currently no public evidence that China has ever tapped into TikTok stores of data on Americans or otherwise compromised the app. Still, the fact hasn't stopped the US government from highlighting the possibility that China could if it wanted to. The Chinese government hasn't been shy about going hands-on with companies in the country or keeping critics from its business community in line. FBI Director Chris Wray once cautioned that users might not see outward signs if China were to ever meddle with TikTok. Something that's very sacred in our country, the difference between the private sector and the public sector, that's a line that is non-existent in the way the CCP operates, Wray said in a Senate hearing last year. Now, TikTok has vehemently denied these accusations. And obviously, yeah, they would do that. So, yeah. To TikTok's credit, if China wanted to get its hands on information about US users, Beijing could easily turn to data brokers who openly sell troves of user data around the globe with little oversight. Now, this angle is also interesting, and we'll probably wrap up because the article is quite long. Because the US has not produced any public evidence to back up its serious claims, there's a major disconnect between how politicians feel about TikTok and how most Americans do. For many TikTok users, the US crackdown is just one more way that politicians are out of touch with young people and don't understand how they use the internet. For them and other skeptics of the US government's claims, the situation looks like pure political posturing between two countries with bad blood, sometimes with a dash of racism.
But, you know, in all this, I feel like China comes across looking so smart and intelligent and ahead of it.
Yeah.
Ahead of the curve, because in the 90s, early 2000s, when the internet was new, we used to look at China as like this backward place because they had an internet ban. They could only use their controlled internet. But now in hindsight, look at what they've managed to create. They've created an ecosystem where they can produce products that can be exported. But they will never have to. The reverse of a TikTok situation, can you imagine in China?
Where Chinese people are using an American app.
Never. Like, because they made sure Facebook never entered. Like, they, it's almost like India perhaps needed that in hindsight, given the today's BJP, whatever, Hindutva ambitions. If they had this vision, it would have been easy, their job. Luckily, they didn't do it. Lucky for us, I guess. But had they picked up on this along with China, then, you know,
easily
we would have been in the same space.
I would be in jail probably by now.
We would have been recording this on, you know, on Fridays. Maybe I would also have been in jail for different reasons.
So, but great point. And also I feel, you know, I feel like China, why aren't they already using it to spy? I feel they must be using it to spy.
If you of course they are.
They are, no, absolutely. Because
of course they are.
You've done such a smart thing by creating an app that everyone in the world downloads. And you can just understand.
It's in every home.
Yeah.
The reason they went in deep into all these things is so that they can harvest all this information to... It's naive to think that they're not doing it.
Yeah. So now, Keshav, see, in India, it's already banned. Okay. And I think people quickly moved to Reels, right? Instagram capitalized on the opportunity.
Yes. Instagram and YouTube Shorts also tried.
And the lack of TikTok was not felt
Not felt for too long. Of course, the alpha users complained because they lost their following.
Correct.
Even that, I think Instagram made amends for. Most of these social network, also these platforms, they're quite smart, right? This is a crisis, that's an opportunity for them. So they'll onboard these big users and promise them the following and make sure that they get those kinds of followings within the first few months.
Beautiful. So, from that point of view, maybe some creators will suffer for a bit.
Will definitely suffer, yeah.
But generally, because we've seen this happen here, and I think Indian users must be way more than American users. I don't know.
You know, while we have a big user base, they have a higher concentration of...
Correct.
Higher percentage of the population has access to the internet.
But it seems to me like it's not going to cause too much of an inconvenience to people. They will quickly find an alternative to TikTok.
And then again, there might be... Do you think it will get sold to an American company?
Unlikely, man.
They will never sell, right?
I don't think they will do that.
They will choose to get banned.
Yeah, they will choose to get banned. I feel that is more dangerous because, you know, it's like, okay, now we have all of this. Now let's start actually acting on it. It's like, you know, it will trigger a reaction. So say China already has all of this. Maybe they've not decided to act on it.
Right.
But once they know that, okay, the ban is coming up or the ban has happened. Imagine if they say, okay, now let's start actually analyzing all this data, using this data, and let's start modifying our offensive tactics based on this.
Yeah, because they might know, you know, what the percentage of mental illness is between a certain age bracket or eating habits.
Yeah.
Or anything, really. I mean, they can analyze any kind of data out of this.
Yeah. So, who do we want to help, Keshav, in this whole situation?
Yeah.
Lots of... many, many points of view. I think...
Yeah.
I think on the bright side, though, you know, we... I don't know if you were ever a user of TikTok. I was not.
No, so, I never really down... I mean, I did definitely browse the app.
Okay.
I never made content.
Okay, okay. So, but what I'm trying to say is that without TikTok, I don't think a person's life would really suffer. A normal person like you and me.
No, because if you're a daily consumer, you will miss it.
You will miss it for a day or two.
No, right? Longer even. Like, see, it's the same way as, like, what's your favorite social media today platform?
I use Instagram the most.
Yeah, so when I mean by favorite, I mean by what do you spend the most time
on. Most time on, yeah.
So let's say in a week or on a day average, say you say 30 minutes to an hour or whatever that number is.
Mm.
Now, once that gets taken away from you, you will miss it. And longer than a day, it will be maybe upwards of, you know, say a week.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 7 days, at least you will miss it.
Yeah.
And you're a moderate user, but let's say you're a heavy user, which most people are, you know, there is an epidemic.
Mm.
So if somebody is upwards of 5-7 hours a day, then they are going to be, it might just trigger a mental epidemic in the US. You can have youth just completely shocked and frozen, not knowing what to do.
Mm. Yeah. So I agree with you. What I think I meant by saying that people will not suffer is that social media is not really improving their lives as such. It is.
They may look at it as a positive.
Yeah.
You may start exercising or something like that.
That is what I mean.
Oh, beautiful. That's a very positive way of looking at it.
You will not have
FOMO. You don't know what to do now. You look up and see it's a nice, beautiful day outside.
Mm, yeah. That way, that's what I meant.
Nice. That's such an optimistic way of looking at it. Yeah, you might go to the park. You might just become fit.
Yeah.
Suddenly people are joining the Marines.
Yeah.
And the US Army is stronger than ever. China, go, God help you now.
So that is one. Where
that
the,
is a very rose-tinted. Yeah, it's possible that's an
in
outcome.
The larger zoomed out scheme of things, I feel if this goes away, people will not suffer.
Yeah.
You know, versus like, say, electricity going away or water supply going away.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this goes away, people will not really suffer that way.
They're not going to. Yeah.
So then that's what I'm coming to, that I don't think the people really need saving here.
Besides, what is going to happen is it's like it's a brand of vice.
Mm.
One, you know, one vice gets taken away, another one will come. It's not a ban on cigarettes. It's a ban on Marlboro. So there are other brands also.
Yeah. Beautiful. So then, do we want to help?
Then we want to help the tobacco companies. That's the analogy. See, America seems like they're helping themselves by this ban.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe do something adventurous and risque.
Okay.
And try and help China.
Oh.
Not like they need help.
Okay.
Not like what we do helps anyone anyway. But good to be self-aware.
Okay, okay. Nice, I like it.
Let's help China, the bad guy.
Let's help China. do what? They want to, okay, now that TikTok is banned, they want to still collect data.
Still want to collect it, still want the user base.
Yeah, what do they do?
Yeah.
Superb. I have a simple idea, Keshav, coming to my mind.
All right, I think this is a quick end of episode, I think.
Yeah.
Let's finish, you know, and go to lunch.
Yeah. And Keshav, man, I'm fasting. Yeah. Come on,
I'm
no lunch.
I'm so sorry. Oh, God. Sorry. What I meant by break for. It's just, sorry.
So, the solution, I think, lies in another China episode that we had done around the pandas, where the pandas have to now go back to China.
The pandas were being returned. Not even returned. They were saying, bring it back.
Yeah.
It was soft power diplomacy katti.
Panda diplomacy was
panda
the
diplomacy
term.
Was the...
So, I feel, what if they, you know, like they did with goods and like they did with manufacturing, they flooded the world with cheap Chinese produced goods
stuff. And in this case, though, it is free.
Yeah.
And this is far more lethal because it's free, but you're giving it, you're feeding the monster.
Mm. So I'm saying now, instead of saying we want our pandas back,
right,
what if they flood the world again with pandas only? And those pandas serve as data collection kind of devices. You know, they bug them or whatever in a certain way.
So it's kind of like a very advanced social media.
Yeah.
Because anyway, you're vlogging so much, you're putting so much of your content out there.
Hmm.
You've signed a waiver, you've signed an agreement. You don't even know what you've signed. You know, you go to a neighborhood petting zoo and there's a panda. Suddenly there's pandas everywhere in the US. Parking lot, you know, while you're in a drive-through at Starbucks, McDonald's, wherever
panda
you go.
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
there's panda cooking on the walk.
And you think these are just pandas, but they're not. They have cameras, they can listen. They're just reporting machines.
Machines, yeah. They are like modems, collecting and routing information, basically.
Straight. I mean, there's a computer processor, everything inside. It is a proper panda only. Panda. It's like, you know, how there's an android.
Hmm.
Instead of making a spy in the human form, they made a pandroid. It is a legit OS. Only thing is, the central thing is back in China.
And they are so cute and harmless and cuddly, no?
Yeah.
No one's going to ever doubt them.
No one's going to doubt them. People are going to be sharing their secrets with them.
Yeah.
Khatam, finish.
Imagine. Beautiful.
And all that content stays with China.
China. Do you think, Keshav, the pandas will suffer any trauma? Like, you know, I'm just imagining if a panda is placed outside a college or something where there's a lot of, you know, kids are depressed and they are sharing.
There will be. There will be all sorts of abuse.
Yeah. So,
but
do
we're
you think
talking about China here.
Okay.
I don't think they particularly care.
Means the pandas are prepped to withstand all of that
pandas
trauma.
Are collateral damage. Let's not forget. It's like exactly like you said. It's like a CCTV camera somewhere. If somebody breaks the camera, do you feel bad? No.
I was actually imagining, Keshav, like the pandas have to go through a boot camp before
all that
they
is
are
there.
Sent.
All that is there, but there's no concept of attachment. Attachment broken. Okay, next.
So, yeah. That's what I think China needs to do.
That's it. Simple. I think they're probably... Yeah. This is a superb solution. Just reverse the panda diplomacy.
Mm.
Flood the world with little cute baby panda eggs. Eggs? How do they come? Mammals. Pandas.
Yeah.
Proper pandas. Born, yeah. Fully born, one-day-old pandas.
And I'm thinking this is not only for the US, but for the world they can do this. Because
they can do this for the full world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a pandemic is coming up.
Yeah.
We'll call it. This is a fun pandemic. Oh, God.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Another quick reminder to send in your voice notes on Instagram. Yeah.
Please do send us those notes. We're looking forward to hearing
from you. Yeah, and you can also send in money on PayPal and UPI. The links are in the show notes.
Maybe for our 300th episode, we will go out and get...
fundraiser.
We'll start with 300th episode fundraiser.
Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.